Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
The hot air blew up north from the Gulf and the cold wind swept in south from Canada. And when the two fronts collided over the plains, their battle spilled over into a monstrous, rolling storm cloud not a few miles north of my lot in the woods. For the better part of an hour, as things were unfolded, the buzz of the weather alert was all I could hear on the TV and on the radio. They're saying this one could be a big one, folks. Stay indoors and be prepared to run to the cellar if this supercell does indeed produce a funnel cloud. We'll keep you updated as more information becomes available. And, all at once, I could see the black underside of the beast as it moved. And then the trees started to list and sway. And then the wind rolled up through the grass until it blew dust onto my trousers and into my hair. I whistled. "Come on, Shiloh," I said. "Inside, boy. Let's go." Just as the dog made it inside, it began to rain. Nothing but a drizzle at first, but then a pounding, howling downpour that fell in sheets and torrents. It turned the dirt into mud and then poured from the gutters, and it swept up against the windows like ocean surf. And Shiloh, never one for thunderstorms if he could help it, lay down on the rug and covered his snout with his paw and began to whine. "Hang in there, boy, it'll be over soon." I sat down on the recliner and turned on the TV and pet him absentmindedly with my free hand. "Well, do you think it'll produce a twister?" "It's hard to say right now, Debbie. The conditions, we think, are there, especially here near Fairfield and over here in the Manchester area. You can see on the radar how that's playing out, so that's certainly a cause for concern that we're keeping a close watch on. We're actually getting word now that there is indeed a tornado watch in Fort Hutchins and in Charles County, and of course you can get a more comprehensive list of affected areas in our website and at the bottom of the screen. To anyone in the path of this storm, especially in those areas, it is imperative that you are either prepared to move to a storm shelter on short notice or find a low place to hide, without windows if at all possible. Place mattresses up against any exposed windows if you can, and do not attempt to drive away from the storm until the watch has expired. I looked out the window. It was hard to see much of anything through the wind and the rain, but it was dark out there for sure. "Stay put, Shiloh. I'm going to take a quick peek out the door." I cracked it open just a bit, and the sound of the storm exploded into the house. I could barely hear the dog bark over the sound of the wind and rain and the claps of thunder. A spear of lightning shot through the sky. "It's a big one, boy," I shouted. "Might have to rev up that generator in a bit." I eased the door open a bit more and leaned out. Within seconds, I was nearly as soaked as the porch, and then I had to squint and shield my eyes and wipe my hair from my forehead when the rain plastered it there. In the distance, through the trees, I could still see the sunset, but the red and orange and yellow there hit a hard, fast wall of blackened storm clouds a few miles off, and that cloud only got darker and more violent the closer to the house it got. The grass in my fields became flattened with wind too, and the trees were heaving sideways and billowing their tops to the windfall as the storm threw its back to their beating. I looked up. The clouds were moving fast above the house. They swirled and bulged as they chased their tails, and wisps of them scouted the ground and dipped deep and low. I felt Shiloh brush up against my leg. "Back inside, boy." I gently nudged him with the heel of my boot. "Things are getting worse out here." I shut the door. Shiloh went back to his spot on the rug and resumed his whining. I knelt down and scratched behind his ear. It helped a bit. "Almost over, boy. Storms this bad can't last too long." But the storm didn't let up. It carried on through the afternoon and into the evening, and only strengthened as it did. I kept the TV on as I made a casserole. And luckily, the worst of the storm is holding to the northwest of Kensaw, which, of course, is minimizing the damage there. That's right, Deb, but the roads there are just clogged to death and back with people getting out of the storm's way, and that kind of congestion could prove to be more dangerous if things do indeed decide to move in that direction. Well, we certainly hope everyone there gets to safety before that happens. Shiloh had his nose pressed up against the window. He was almost perfectly still. His tail was tucked, his paws were set wide, and he had one of his ears standing on end. Anything interesting out there, boy? The storm had reached a hurricane level of fury. The rain was flying in sideways now, and bursts of lightning illuminated down trees at the edge of the yard. The rest of them continued to bend their spines. Crazy the power's still on, ain't it? I scratched the back of his head. He continued ignoring me. But when I got up to check on dinner, he barked. Shush, hey, no need for that, Shiloh. Come on now. He barked again. Shiloh. He barked a third and a fourth. Then his ears flattened up against his head and he backed up a little from the window and growled under his breath. You see something, boy? He barked again. I went back over to the window, but all I could see and hear was darkness and wind. Come on, no more barking inside, boy. So, where's this all coming from, Kevin? It's been churning non-stop for 12 hours now. Emergency crews can't get out there to do their jobs properly. It's definitely lasting longer than anyone predicted, I'll give you that. But it's not unheard of for particularly powerful front collisions to result in longer lasting supercell systems like this. We'll just have to see how it plays out. And has the center of the storm moved at all? Bizarrely, it hasn't, Deb. And that's the strangest thing. It's remained relatively stationary outside Kensor and Belsouth. And it's actually gaining strength in certain areas too, if you can believe it. And of course, we're now getting some reports of widespread power outages and property damage in the Riverside area. Here's a video of the 7-Eleven at the intersection of Turner and Route 40 that was turned into us by an anonymous source. You can clearly see some severe structural damage to those gas pumps and a lot of debris floating around the parking lot. It's not the best angle, but if you look right here, you can see part of the gas station roof is kind of hanging off there. You see that? Unfortunately, we have yet to hear of any injuries or fatalities, but there's only so much a lot of the older buildings out there can take. Unfortunately, that's right, Deb. A lot of the houses in Riverside and Kennesaw were built decades ago, and in some of the lower-end neighborhoods out there, the architecture is particularly vulnerable to high-speed, prolonged winds like what we're seeing here tonight. Any advice for people who might be trapped in those areas for the duration? Well, you covered the bases pretty well earlier, I think, but it's worth repeating. Board up your windows or put up mattresses in case the glass shatters. And at all times, have a place to run to if things get particularly bad. Make sure it has no windows. Make sure it's low to the ground. Bathrooms and basements are good choices to run to in a pinch. And, as a last resort, find a ditch or some low ground to lie down in. Do not, under any circumstances, attempt to take shelter in a highway over... Kaboom! I nearly fell out of my chair. Shiloh yelped and leapt back into his defensive stance by the window, ears flattened to his head, hair up on end, teeth bared to the gums. He barked again and then growled. Loudest clap of thunder I ever heard. What about you, boy? I scratched him behind the ears, but he was focused on something else. I followed his gaze to the top of the trees, and just as I did, there was a spectacular flash of red lightning that spilled its glow across the forest. Shiloh let out a squeal of confusion. My mouth hung open a bit. The hell? The lightning flashed again. A deep, almost purplish red, thrown out by gigantic spears of electric power that shot to and fro. And through a small gap in the mist, I saw nearly to the top of the big storm when it did. It was a colossal monstrosity, a billowing, rolling titan obscured by the darkness of its own underside and lit from within by sparks and snaps of lightning. It must have stretched for miles in every direction, and God only knew how high up to the atmosphere it went. ain't never seen anything like that in my life. I rubbed Chilo's back, starting to think this isn't any normal storm, old buddy. Those flashes of red lightning kept up throughout the night, and every once in a while, they'd be joined by lancing snaps of blue and purple. It was a spectacular and breathtaking display, wondrous and otherworldly to behold, and the single most terrifying experience of my life. And throughout it all, the rain kept falling in sheets, and the wind held at steady, low hurricane speeds for hours on end. The front yard was littered with debris and branches and hailstones the size of fists. The power flickered in and out too. I had the TV on while Shiloh and I watched the storm from the window, and I glanced back from time to time. The picture flickered and static filled up the screen in between the shots of the news desk. Reports of red lightning are confounding a... over in review where... Deb, this is unlike I've ever seen. This is not an ordinary storm. The clouds above... Lumnibus. Culmino. Hypercell? His new classification? Well, it's... yes. And I... who... The feed turned to static, and then, with an audible snap, the power went out for a final time, and we were left alone in the dark. I whistled. Just us in here now, boy. I hugged him tight. Glad you're here with me, buddy. That's gotta count for something. And we turned back to the window to watch the storm. Shiloh plodded up and started licking my face. I woke up on the living room floor. Hey there, boy. I scratched behind his ears. Then I looked outside. The storm hadn't even begun to slow down. I stared at it for a while. Can't believe it's lasting this long. It truly was incredible. The rain had abated a bit, I could see. Not a lot, but a bit. But the wind still howled, and the sky remained nearly pitch black dark. Not a drop or note of sunlight made it through the clouds, but bursts of lightning lit up the yard. It looked like a psalm. Trees were leafless and downed. Branches carpeted the grass, and I could even see split roof shingles lying soaked in puddles at the foot of the yard. Hey boy, I said, I'm gonna run outside and see if I can turn on that generator. You stay put, okay? He wagged his tail. But when he saw I was moving for the door, he stood up and barked. I'll be back in a minute, okay? I threw on my coat. Generator's just outside. Calm down. He barked again and again, but I just rolled my eyes and stepped outside. As expected, it took less than a second to get completely and utterly soaked in the downpour. I could feel the moisture through the coat. It soaked straight into my t-shirt, and even my boots struggled to keep my feet dry. But I slogged through the mess and the mud and the debris all the same and slowly advanced up to the generator. I threw back the tarp and... clack. I turned around. Shiloh had thrown himself up against the inside of the window and had descended into madness. He was barking and snapping and clawing and chewing at the glass and desperately trying to grab my attention. I'd never seen him in such a fit. Then I heard something in the distance that constituted the single loudest and most bizarre sound I'd ever heard. It wasn't thunder. It wasn't an explosion. It sounded like a ship docking at the harbour. A deafening sonic blast that lasted for several seconds and carried hard and steady over the thunder. I turned around. I couldn't see much, but I saw enough. There was something in the cloud. A formless mass moving east and still hidden well behind the mist. Then I heard the sound again. Boom! And then, a flash of red lightning lit up what I could now confirm was a still clouded over form of something moving there. Something alive, that was titanic and otherworldly to a degree I couldn't begin to comprehend. I forgot all about the generator. I dropped the cord. I forgot all about Chilo too, who was still barking himself into a fit inside the house. And for the briefest moments, I even forgot about the storm. I was simply standing there in unspeakable, existential awe. Not a normal storm, indeed. Not by a long shot. I stood and watched the beast, whatever it was, move slowly but with grace behind the storm. Then I heard a low, rumbling thud that may have been a footstep. The ground shook when it hit, and then the giant shadow of the figure faded into the upper clouds, and the storm resumed as before with a spectacular clap of thunder that shocked me back to reality. I looked at Chilo. He was now looking at me through the glass as if to say, "What the hell are we doing here?" "All right, boy," I nodded. "Let's get the hell out of here." The storm was so violent when I opened the garage door that it looked like we were staring out into a blizzard. All the wind-whipped terrain was flying in just about every direction, not just down, and there were rocks of hail and leaves and sometimes whole branches in the mix as well. I climbed in the truck and started it up. "All right, boy, you ready?" He didn't whine or bark or make any sound or movement whatsoever. "My thoughts exactly, bud." I eased my foot onto the gas and off we went, with the high beams on and the windshield wipers on full blast. The driveway had become covered in debris, so the truck bounced and jostled as we made our way towards the wooded path that led out onto the main road. God, let the road be clear. I knew the odds were against us, but I just kept moving. 5, 10, 15 miles per hour, through the surf and the storm and hail. The trees offered some manner of shelter, at least, and spectacularly, the road was clear enough to drive through. None of the felled trunks had barricaded the path forward. I hit the gas harder, and we fell into gear and shook and rolled all the way down to the Hill Farms Boulevard. "Can't believe we got this far, huh, boy?" Chilo was whimpering in the seat next to me. "Hang in there, we'll be out of this mess before you know it." I said the words, but I'm not sure if I believe them. We drove north for hours. Occasionally, we'll see a tree in the road, or a pile of debris, or an abandoned car with its blinkers still flashing through the fog, and we'd navigate accordingly. But by and large, the roads were clear, and I wanted to exploit that fact to its end before the whole damn town and all of nature's wrath came on top of us all at once. I tried the radio on multiple occasions too, but there was nothing to be heard there but static. I gave up after the third attempt. A burst of red lightning streaked across the whole sky at once. Chilo didn't respond, but when the thunderclap hit, he jumped almost entirely off the seat. Kaboom! Things seemed to be getting worse. So intense was the downpour, in fact, that I was getting dripped on, despite having the car sealed up tight. To boot, there was the almost complete lack of visibility. I could see maybe 50 yards ahead when the rain broke up, but not an inch more. At its worst, I could see nothing but mist and cloud. I had reduced my cruising speed to 10 miles per hour to accommodate this. The gas tank sat at the halfway mark. It carried on this way for over an hour before Chilo sat up straight and started whimpering and pouring at the window. I looked out the glass on my side. We were downtown, I saw. It's a small, isolated place, so downtown is about 3 intersections wide in any direction, but in the shroud of fog and rain, it looked expansive and mysterious. Light poles, sands of light of course, loomed out of the clouds and hung gloomily over the road. I could see storefronts too. Windows and doors were boarded up on most, but in a few, Carl's Pharmacy and the Subway among them, the doors were thrown in and the interiors gutted. Debris and rubble littered the sidewalk in the street, and as had been the case in my yard, the road became rough and uneven as a result. "Looks like hell out here, doesn't it, boy?" Chilo kept pouring at the glass, but then he stopped all of a sudden, and he perked up his ear. I listened too. "What the hell?" For the first time in 26 and a half hours, we began to hear silence. The rain fell from a downpour to a steady rhythm, then to a drizzle, then to a pitter-patter, and then to nothing at all. The wind died out too, even the clouds began to part and spread and thin out and dissipate. And before long, the road ahead became clear enough to see without straining and guesswork. I laughed aloud and aggressively rubbed the back of Shiloh's head between the ears. Damn, boy, we made it. Save a lot. Boom! I almost drove us off the road. That hornblast sound had exploded through the fog and vibrated the windows and made my eardrums sting. It was orders of magnitude louder than it was when I'd first heard it. Boom! I slammed on the brakes and covered my ears with both hands. Shiloh went mad. Come on, calm down, boy. I could hardly hear my own voice. You ain't helping anything by... Boom! I felt that more than I heard it. And I heard it just fine. I looked over to the left. Boom! The whole car shook and rattled and trembled, and all the rocks outside jumped up at the impact. Boom! And there it was. A leg. A leg that more closely resembled a California redwood in complexion and size, although it dwarfed even that. Boom! The beast was walking across the road and making a spectacle of it. I could only see the mammoth lower half of its legs as it moved. The rest was still shrouded by mist and fog and cloud, but even that was an awesome and terrible sight to behold. Boom! It took a full minute for the Titan to cross the road and carry on its way to the east. I eased my foot off the brake, and we began to roll forward again. My heart pounded the entire time. Boom! The hornblast sound drifted away on the wind, and soon the center of town was behind us and fading deep away into the mist in the rearview mirror. The road remained rough for another mile or so, but the storm continued to clear up and visibility improved at a steady rate until the fog had cleared. Hang in there, Shiloh. The poor dog was so exhausted, he almost lacked the energy to care. We're almost out of here, boy. We're almost free. But then, the last of the clouds parted ways, and we saw it. A scene of awesome and spectacular devastation. The whole of Foston County had nearly ceased to exist. In its place now sat a desolate, grey pit of impossible scope, miles across miles deep, stretching down into the earth like an excavation site or an industrial mine dug up to unearth something of utterly mammoth size. There were no living trees or grass or running water or any signs of wildlife here. Just endless grey rock and stone, spiraling down deep and then back up and then stretching off into the distance until it ran up against another wall of fog and cloud storms 10 or 12 miles down. God Almighty, I said, and leaned down to view the scene from the side of the glass as we rolled by. Doing so brought the sky into view. Will you look at that? Above the pit, spilling its light out over the landscape below it, sat the swirling red center of the storm. The relative calmness of the air beneath it hinted its purpose was not particularly unlike a hurricane's eye, and yet it was so thoroughly covered up with clouds it blotted out the sky entirely. Red lightning cracked and snapped all around it, and at the center sat a swirling, blood-red vortex from which everything appeared to emanate and spread. Beneath it and from it were multitudes of titans too, flying up out of the pit and into that vortex and vanishing forever. Shiloh whimpered and whined. I don't know, boy. Maybe they've been down there all along. Maybe that thing there's their way back home. The scene was finally obscured again by wisps of light fog, and before we knew it, we were back again in the thick of the storm. The portal's presence had kicked up, our atmosphere's white blood cell reacting to something alien in its midst. We drove again for hours, through wind and hail and sheets of rain, and past other titans moving home. Boom! But we made it through, in good order. The storm finally stopped somewhere north of Tawny River, and the town there of the same name, where we had filled up our tank and got a room for the night. The storm raged for 3 more days there, non-stop and at full fury, and then, in the blink of an eye, it was over. Clear skies and ruined earth. Maintenance and emergency crews finally swept in and did what they could to assist survivors. And, after a few weeks, Shiloh and I returned home to rebuild. Oddly enough, I never did hear a thing about those Titans. Odd as it may sound, I believe Shiloh and I might have been the only ones left by the time they emerged. I'm sure others heard them, but we may well have been the only ones to actually see them. And that leaves us burdened with a terrible and wonderful truth, that even on this planet, we are far from alone.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.